Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Is the way of life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode within our series titled Islamic Etiquettes. Alhamdulillah, as you may be aware, within this series, we discuss day-to-day matters, but in an Islamic light, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Before commencing on the topic today, let us first bless our gathering, our episode, by mentioning a virtue of reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and most merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The closest person to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who would have recited salat abundantly upon me in the world. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Glad tidings to those who spend their days and nights sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We should all try to make this within our routine, that for at least a few minutes a day, with love and devotion, with full focus and attention, send salat and salam, peace and blessings upon the embodiment of Nur, the King of Medina, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In today's topic, we will be discussing the etiquettes of sitting, sleeping, and walking, insha'Allah azza wa jal. As we know, sitting, sleeping, and walking, these are all natural things within a human being. These are things and actions that we do on a day-to-day basis. But our beautiful religion of Al-Islam, it guides us in many, many aspects. Not just about ibadat, worships, or not just about beliefs, or not just about matters of the hereafter, rather how to live our life upon this earth. Our religion of Al-Islam guides us in this matter as well. So today, viewers of Madani Channel may be thinking, sitting, walking, sleeping, we know how to do this, we'll do this according to the way we think is right, the way we feel comfortable. But the purpose of this episode is to educate the viewers regarding the Islamic understanding regarding how to perform these actions, upon how we should sit, upon how we should walk, and upon how we should go to sleep as well, inshallah. Let us commence by speaking about sitting and the etiquettes of sitting. First and foremost, at times within our life, we sit alone, and at other times, we sit in a group or in a gathering. And Islam has given us some beautiful points to keep in mind and to remember while sitting within a gathering or within a group. First and foremost, within the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us on the mannerisms of how we should sit in a gathering. Within the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, when you are told to make room in gatherings, then make room. Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant you room. And when you are told to rise up and stand,
then rise up and stand. Allah will elevate in stature amongst you those of you who believe and those who possess knowledge. And a few Madani pearls which can be taken from the Quranic verses and the blessed ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that whenever we are within a gathering and there are a lot of people and somebody has just come along into the gathering, first and foremost, people should make room for him, should invite him and allow him to sit near them. And at different places in the prophetic narrations, we come to learn about how we should deal with people and how we should be within gatherings as well. On one occasion, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was once seated within a gathering and a person entered the gathering. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved slightly to make room for him. The man replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is sufficient room available." And the scholars mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no need for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to move to make themselves go into any trouble. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us and taught the entire Muslim ummah, it is the duty of a Muslim that when his brother looks at him, he should move for him, i.e. he should give him some room. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. These were a few mannerisms in regards to while sitting within a gathering. If somebody comes, we should make room for them. We should welcome them. We should not be arrogant and pompous regarding our mannerisms and be quite stingy within the space. Many people unfortunately have this problem today. So we should try to be welcoming. The Islamic etiquettes of sitting in a gathering first and foremost is to be welcoming, is to make room for your Muslim brothers. As well as this, it has been mentioned in the prophetic narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided us in other aspects in sitting within a gathering. And in particular, regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, it's mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawud Sharif on the authority of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit and we would sit near Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would arise from the gathering and leave, but he wished to return, then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would leave his na'alain mubarak or something else there. By this, the sahaba kiram knew that Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam would return and then they would all remain waiting. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Again, another beautiful Madani pearl given to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we should leave an item within our seat if we intend to return to that seat. But there is an issue with this within our day-to-day age. Within our masajid, it has been seen that if a person, he is seated in a gathering, and then he wishes to get up and leave, and then another person comes in and he sits in that person's place. So when the first person returns, he finds now that his seat is taken. And then he feels bad about this. He feels a bit upset and downhearted because that person sat within his seat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also guided us in this aspect, that when a person leaves the gathering and he returns back, he is more worthy of seating in that particular space. The commentators have said in the commentary of this, this is when that person who left, he comes back quickly. For example, if a person had a need that he needed to go and fulfill, or he wanted to have some water, he went to have water and he quickly came back. So before sitting in that particular person's seat, who we have seen rose and who has left the gathering, we should be mindful that he may return. So do not sit in his seat immediately. Wait to see if he comes to return, because he is more worthy of seating in that position. This is the teaching of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. But there's one thing which has been seen within our ijtima'at, within our gatherings generally, is that people will come in the beginning. They will put their chadar, they put their blanket, they'll put their scarf, or they put their bag at the first row. And then they will go, perform their need, take their time, relax, calmly come back, and then at that time now, the whole masjid will be full, they will be walking over other people's necks as well, and they will come to their seat. Now this is an incorrect action. We should not do this action. Rather, what should we do? The scholars, they mention, a person should first sit in that position first. He should stay seated in that position. If he does need to quickly go, then do not leave his things there, because this will cause a disturbance later on when he has to go through all of the people as well. This is a few Madani pearls which we learn from our ulama kiram and from the life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Another point which can be mentioned and can be learned from the prophetic life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we should not make somebody else get up from their seat so that we may sit down. We should not make a person stand up from a seat which he is seated in, whether he be in a gathering, whether he may be waiting for prayer. And this is talking about the baligh, those who are mature. We should not upset them and dishearten them by raising them from their seated position. Especially for young children as well, we should keep this in mind that we do not dishearten them as well. Tell them nicely that the children's saf for namaz is made at the end, after all of the males. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and it is cited in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim Sharif, from Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it should not be the case that one person should wake another person up from his place, and then that person, he himself sits there. But what should he do? He should move aside and make some room. The person who is seated there, he should not get up from that seat. In other words, those who are seated, they should move aside to make room for the one who arrives later, so that he too may be able to sit. Or it means that the person who comes in, he should not ask anyone to get up from where he is sitting, but rather he should request him to move a little and make some room, so that he may also be seated next to that person. And it has been mentioned in the narration of Bukhari that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he used to regard it as makruh, disliked, for someone to move someone else from his place and for him to sit in that person's place. This action of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was from the marvels of abstinence. So we should understand that this is a dislike action when we try to get them up from the seat and sit in that person's seat. Another thing which is seen within our day and age today is that during prayer, during the Friday, especially the Friday prayer of Jumu'ah Salah, we see that people are crossing over other people's necks just to get to the saf where there's an empty row, an empty space in the row. Just because we see an empty space in the row, we walk over people's necks to get to that position. This is not liked within the religion. And it has been mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and in the Sunan of Abu Dawud Sharif from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not permitted, it is not halal upon anyone to cause separation between two people. In other words, to sit between the two people except with their permission. So the fine line here and the exception is made when permission has been granted by both parties. But today people are sitting in between people, they're also climbing over other people's necks, and in the religion of Al-Islam, this is not permitted. So these are just a few points in regards to being seated that we should try to keep within our heart and mind, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Another point about being seated is that whilst seating, and now this is generally whether you're sitting on the floor or sitting on a sofa or on a couch, anything. Our beautiful religion of Al-Islam wants us to become, to be at ease, to also be, to have a comfortable life. And in this regard, it has been mentioned that when a person is seated, he should take off his shoes or his footwear. Because whilst wearing the footwear and being seated, this causes discomfort to a human being, to a person naturally. So within the narrations, it has also been guided, it's also been mentioned that we should try to remove our footwear when we wish and intend to sit down. Another part to this episode, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is the etiquettes regarding walking. And subhanallah azza wa jal, within our beautiful religion, we have been guided on the mannerisms of how to walk as well. The etiquettes of how to walk. How to walk within our society. And how to walk calmly and peacefully. Within the Holy Quran itself, in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the teaching of Sayyiduna Luqman radiyallahu anhu to his son. And at one particular place, it has been mentioned in Surah Luqman, verse 18 and 19. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and do not make your cheek crooked arrogantly whilst talking to anyone, nor boastfully walk upon the earth. Meaning, do not walk boastfully upon the earth. Indeed, Allah does not like any boastful, arrogant person. And in the next verse, verse 19, and walk moderately and lower your voice to some extent. Indeed, the worst voice among the voices is the braying of a donkey. Within this verse, my dear respectable viewers, we come to learn the mannerisms of how we should walk, that we should not walk arrogantly upon the earth. We should not stamp our feet as well. We should not walk in a boastful manner. As well as this, the pace has also been guided in the religion, that we should walk at a moderate pace. And we should, whilst communicating to other people, we should lower our voices as well. Subhanallah. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the bondsmen of Allah, the servants of the Most Compassionate, are those who walk upon the earth gently. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So dear viewers, we learn from these few Quranic verses the mannerisms of how to walk. And this topic at hand today is something which many people don't take seriously. People will be going about their day-to-day life, and these things might not come into their mind. So this is the purpose of bringing such topics, that we reflect upon this. We think about this, and from today onwards, whenever we are walking, whenever we are talking, whenever we are sitting, and whenever we are sleeping, when we are about to go to sleep, keep these things within our heart and mind. Keep these mannerisms and these Islamic etiquettes in our heart and mind, inshallah. If we keep reflecting over these and then implementing these teachings, inshallah, then we will see a big change within our life. We will be acting in accordance to the religion, and then we will see many blessings within our life as well. If we just take the example of walking at a moderate pace, walking calmly, this is a natural thing which people should do. But today you see the whole world is in a state of hastiness. Everybody is running here and there. People are running late to work, late to school, late to appointments. And if we just try to keep these points in mind, keep discipline, keep prioritizing within our time, keeping our sitting, walking, eating, everything in according to the religion, inshallah, we will see a lot of blessings within our time and our day-to-day life as well. If we just mention a few more points, inshallah, in regards to walking, the blessed life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it guides us in every aspect of our lives. Now, the way we walk, the way Muslims walk in today's time, it's quite strange and it's quite disheartening as well. Especially when once we study the religion and we see these are the teachings of Islam, these are the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the Muslims are on the opposite side in aspect to the teachings and in acting upon them. So this is the purpose of today's episode, inshallah. And just mentioning about the blessed walk of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it's been mentioned in Shamail Tirmidhi Sharif that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to walk, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would lean a little bit forward as though he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is descending from a height. So they would lean a little bit forward in their blessed manner of walking. There's actually a narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in which it's a fragrant saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cited in Bahari Shariat, and it's with reference to Sahih Muslim Sharif. And it's mentioned that a man who was covered with two pieces of cloth, he was walking arrogantly with pride. The earth pulled him inside, and he will continue to sink inside the earth until the day of judgment. This is a prophetic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should be very careful about how we are walking in today's time. Keep our mindset and keep thinking about the way our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam would walk. That his blessed gaze, wherever he would look, most of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed gaze would be to the ground. This was to express, this was humility of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So we should also learn from this prophetic narration and keep our eyes lowered whilst walking as well. And another few points, dear viewers, as a practical example, whilst we are walking within the streets, our ulama have mentioned and the teachings of Islam have taught us that we should walk on the side of the pathway at a medium pace. First and foremost, talking about the pace of a person who should walk. We should walk at a medium pace. Do not be so fast paced that people start looking at you thinking, where is he going in such a haste? And do not walk too slowly that people assume that you are ill. And when we are walking as well, we should walk on either the right or left side of the pathway and not directly down the middle. Another point to keep in mind, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is for a male that he should not walk in between two females. As it has been mentioned in a hadith sharif preventing us and prohibiting us from doing this, that if there are two women standing or going in on a way, do not pass in between them. A hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited us from doing so. As well as this, whilst walking, ascending or descending from the stairs or a height, make sure that our shoes and our footwear are not making any noise. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam did not like the sound created by shoes. There is also a habit within our day-to-day of people that there are some people in today's time who have a habit of kicking whatever comes in front of their way. This is a very ill-mannered practice. And today, and this topic and series is about the Islamic etiquettes. So inshallah, let us learn what Islam says. First and foremost, Islam is teaching us against such actions where people are just kicking whatever comes into their way. And first and foremost, Islam tells us obviously there is a danger in harming one's foot. Secondly, it is also a sign and it is also disrespectful to kick boxes, packets, empty bottles, etc., which have writing on them. And Islam is such a very beautiful and in-depth religion that because all of the languages were taught to our father, the father of humankind, Prophet Adam alayhi salam, and they knew all of the knowledges, all of the languages. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was taught all languages. So out of respect for whatever language a booklet may have, a paper may have, boxes may be written in, it doesn't have to be our mother tongue, it doesn't have to be English, but because of it being a language, Islam guides us and prevents us from disrespecting this by kicking such boxes. If there is a harm within the pathway, then Islam guides us to move this harmful thing within the pathway, to remove this harm out of the way, so that no person can become harmed. So that no Muslim is harmed, no human being is harmed, no animal is harmed. Do not throw it into the road as well, because this will also cause harm to humans, to cause harm to the vehicles as well, which will in turn cause harm to humans, as they will have to go out and fix repairs within their cars, within their tires, due to us making this form of litter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us in this aspect as well. The final etiquette within this episode is regarding to the etiquettes of sleeping. And within our beautiful religion of Islam, we are guided in the manner of how to sleep. What was the prophetic way of sleeping? And also, what are the disliked methods of laying down and of falling to sleep in such ways and manners? So within the prophetic ahadith, dear viewers, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has guided us on how to lay and on which side should we go to sleep as well. In one particular narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam's manner of sleeping was noted by the companions. A hadith sharif which has been reported from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once saw a person who was sleeping, laying flat upon his stomach. So he was sleeping and he was lying upon his stomach. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes for a person to lay down in this manner. At different accounts in the life of the Sahaba ikram, we have been also told that a person who lays down and who sleeps, who rests upon his stomach, this is the way of the people of the fire of hell. In the Sunan of Ibn Majah Sharif, one companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying flat on his stomach, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by him and jolted him with his blessed foot and said, "This is the manner in which the dwellers of hell lie down." The explanation to this it mentions is that it is either the manner in which the disbelievers will lie down, or it refers to the manner in which generally those who dwell in hell, the Jahannamis, this will be the manner in which they will lie down in hell. These were a few points, inshallah, regarding the manner of how we should lay down and lie down as well. In different narrations, we have also been guided on what times to also go to sleep as well. In a particular narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has been mentioned. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The person who sleeps after Asr and his brain becomes weak, then he has only himself to blame." So we've been guided in this aspect that we should not sleep after Salatul Asr. And we have also been guided that to not sleep on the roof of a house, of a home, which has no barrier as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam disallowed sleeping on a roof which has no barrier. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, bringing this episode to a close, today we have learned briefly about the etiquettes of sitting, the etiquettes of walking, and the etiquettes of sleeping and laying down as well, reclining. So just to recap a few of the points, the etiquettes of sitting, first and foremost, if we are sitting within our home like we are doing right now, just check if we are wearing our footwear, our shoes. If we are, then we should take off our footwear. As our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has reported on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, remove your shoes when you sit. The Prophet ﷺ said, remove your shoes when you sit, your feet will attain comfort. Subhanallah. And when we are sitting within a gathering, we should keep in mind a few points. That first of all, if somebody comes into the gathering, we should make room for them. We should welcome them. And if a person has left his seat and has gone to perform any need or any matter, we should not immediately sit in his seat. Rather, we should see and wait if he comes back immediately. If he does, then that person who left and has returned, he is more worthy of that seat, as mentioned in the prophetic narration. And another point we learn from our ulama kiram, that it is disliked for a person to come into the masjid, put down his chadar, his bag, and then go to perform his need and take his absolute time. And then when he comes back, the whole masjid is full, and then he tramples over people just to get to his seat. This manner is disallowed in the religion. What we should do is remain seated, perform some dhikr and adhkar, and afterwards go and perform your need. Do not just come into the masjid, we have just arrived from a long distance, we've joined the masjid, we put our bag at the front, then we go and take our time. When it's time for prayer, when it's time for a gathering, we come and climb over people. This is where Islam has guided us to be more mindful, to be more cautious, and be wary of the state of the fellow Muslims. All of this is to keep happiness and keep a good relation with fellow Muslims, to not cause them any harm. Look how beautiful our religion of Al-Islam is. And then we learnt within the etiquettes of walking, that we should not walk boastfully, arrogantly. We should not stamp our feet upon the earth. Today, within our homes, people are running, people are stamping, running down the stairs. Children are running here and there. Adults are doing the same. So we should try to keep this point in mind and walk calmly, walk at a moderate pace, inshallah. And finally, where we mentioned about laying and sleeping, we should try our utmost to sleep upon our right hand side, with our palm of the right hand, with our head upon the palm of our right hand, the way the Prophet ﷺ would rest. And then to also face towards the Qibla. Whilst we are sitting as well, another point to keep in mind is that we should face towards the Qibla. Wherever we may be seated, try to sit facing the Qibla as much as possible. For a person to study in this manner, for a person to study in a manner where he's facing the Qibla, this will benefit him. This will increase a person's spiritual memory as well. This will benefit that person. So we should try our utmost to sit facing the Qibla, to keep all of our items that we have on our desks, upon our tables, try to keep them facing the Qibla, as this is a very blessed action as well. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to remember what we have learned today within this episode, to try to act upon this inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, and then further practice this, implement this, and teach this to our fellow children and elders as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.